Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks for downloading us. We have a great set of stories for you. This is 902A, the news portion, and what it means for you. Our top stories: an earlier dinner lowers your risk of breast and prostate cancer by more than 20%. Teen symptoms of ADHD double with frequent digital media use. Non-Chinese companies recall blood pressure medication made of valsartan. Three different companies used that were one a British company, one an Israeli company, one an American company, all have their generic drugs made by the same company in China. And it was contaminated with something, NDMA, that causes cancer. And only our FDA finally got on it 3 months after the European authorities took action. 50%, and by the way, I'm really a strong booster of the current FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb. He's done a marvelous job, but this one, the FDA was a little behind on. 50% more women, 25% up from 17%, are experiencing depression during pregnancy and are having more heart attacks after birth. That's scary. We'll talk about why and what you can do about it and what you should do for your granddaughter or daughter or yourself. The simple trick will make you happier and better at your job, what it is and how to do it. And 1 in 9 U.S. adults over 45 report memory problems. Are they just concerned or is it real? Well, let's go through those stories. First, teens. Well, they ranked teens, a huge number of teens, 2,510 schools in Los Angeles, and they surveyed their frequent media use, and then they also did studies on whether they developed ADHD. None of them had ADHD at the start, but if they did 14 digital media activities or more, I didn't even know there were 14 different ones, but Facebook, there are different aspects of Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, I mean, all kinds of digital media stuff you can do, tweeting, web chatting, WhatsApp, etc. If they did 14 or more, they doubled their risk of having ADHD symptoms, and they developed, 10% of them developed it over a two-year period in their transition from middle school to high school. So, point is, if you don't need and if you don't have to have your kids use digital media, please don't. That is, I think we should all, how do I say this? We all should limit kids' use of digital media. In other words, have a media-free time in the morning, a media-free time at dinner, and a media-free time after a certain time, say 8:30 at night, no using of media, and that way things will, I'm sure, get better from a standpoint of less development of ADHD. At least that's what this study would imply. They really didn't study whether you could avoid it, but they showed that the kids who didn't do it didn't develop ADHD. And by the way, our guest today in the guest segment will talk about genius foods. We'll all want to develop genius kids, so maybe the genius foods. We'll talk to him about that in a few minutes. More Americans dying of liver cancer. This is an interesting study because there are two studies out, one about the young increase and one about the old. This is about the old. It looks like that long-term, that fatty liver disease, that is gaining weight, we went from 3% having fatty liver disease in 1990, 10% in 2000, 30% in 2010. Over a period of time, that fatty liver disease morphs into what would be called cirrhosis of the liver and scarring of your liver, which then, in a large number of people, will develop into liver cancer. And there's a great increase in liver cancer about a doubling of liver cancer over the last 16 years. So this is not a benign thing. Getting obese is not just a laughing matter where you can show up as old Saint Nick at Christmas without worrying about having to have pillows in there. It is a problem that we need to all look at and be careful of, if you will, because it is such a big problem. What else can I tell you about? I think that's all. That is I don't know of anything else to say about this other than to say that obesity and alcohol are two things that probably summate and make it worse. This is my favorite study of this week. An earlier dinner may lower the risk of some cancers. What does it mean? It means you should only eat while the sun is shining. That is, if you eat before 9 p.m. in this study, you decreased your risk of breast and prostate cancer by 20%. You increased it by the same amount if you ate consistently late meals. So eat while the sun is shining and don't stereotype foods. You can eat salmon and other foods for breakfast, salads for breakfast. Salad should be your only dessert in the process. So better have bigger meals at lunch and breakfast, smaller meals later on. Three companies recall the blood pressure medicine over cancer fears. This is the story I talked about at the start of the show. Valsartan, made in China, is sold by three different U.S. companies. One's a Teva Pharmaceuticals in Israel. One's in Britain. One's in the United States. But all three firms bought their medicine, their generic medicine, from the same Chinese firm, which had a contaminated process. So bad news. Don't rely on generics if you don't know where they're from. Can you find out where they're from? I couldn't. I did a whole bunch of work on the computer, Googling and Binging and everything else. Couldn't get it. I urge you to, in fact, point I'm urging you to do is say that you're going to have to be very careful with all drugs, and the FDA is just going to have to expand to do this. Urgent care centers often prescribe unnecessary antibiotics. If you go to an urgent care center, you know, one of the doc-in-the-boxes, often in pharmacies or in drugstores or in big box stores, those have protocols and they want to give you an antibiotic. They make money on that as well. I don't know that they want to give it to you, but 46% more people received antibiotics than needed them by protocol. So the point is, maybe you want to question them if they're giving you a prescription for an antibiotic. Do I really have something that will be treated by this antibiotic? More women are experiencing depression during pregnancy, 17% it used to be. Now we're getting born a little later, that is, our kids are getting born, and an increased risk, 25%. That's one in four women who have a child get significant depression. This is a big problem. If you know someone who's going through pregnancy, make sure they get help if they start to get depressed. Make sure they get enough omega-3s, DHA omega-3. It's thought to be related, but intervention studies haven't shown that a benefit. I still want that algal omega-3 DHA because women are short of it, and it's important in preventing depression, but hasn't been shown to be a good intervention, meaning statistically significant. I would still say, remember, if a friend of yours gets depressed during pregnancy or afterwards, help her out. And guys, this is something we're even getting it. One in eight men are getting depressed in the third trimester and thereafter. And women are also having heart attacks after pregnancy. This, we don't know what's behind it other than Women are having children later, and pregnancy certainly is a big stress on the heart. I think my last study, the last one that I want to go into today, because it has a major, actually I've got two that I want to go into. So one is 1 in 9 U.S. adults over 45 reports memory problems. When tested, they actually had them. It wasn't just that these people were worried about them. 1 in 9, 11% of us have memory problems after the age of 45. Do those things important. Manage stress. Do the 4 forms of physical activity. Do speed of processing games. Eat your fruits and vegetables. Avoid red meat. Avoid saturated fats. Avoid simple sugars. These are key things, and manage blood pressure. Last thing, what's a simple trick that will make you happier and better at your job? It is take micro breaks. That is, when you finish a task, walk around the office. Go and find someone else who's also finished a task. Take a 2 or 3 minute break of walking, having a little coffee, just some socializing. All of those things make a big difference. That is, have fun. Okay, earlier dinner lowers your risk of breast and prostate cancer more than 20%. And remember, look for people with pregnancy-related depression. Help them out if you can. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks very much for downloading us. We have a great guest and a wonderful guest interview, a series of them coming up. Joanna Breyer, When Your Child Is Sick, was last week. Max Lugavere, Genius Foods, this week. Unsafe at Any Meal, Renee Default, next week. Gregory Petsko, How to Decode Medical Studies. That's, I think, on the 14th of September, or maybe the 21st of September. And on the 28th of September, Jonathan Deutsch, New and Emerging Food Trends, talking about I can't even remember what he's going to talk about, other than it's reusing spare food parts and why this is a great food trend from a health standpoint. It's called Upcycled Products. But there are a lot of wonderful guests. You'll want to download those B segments every week. Thanks very much for tuning in. And Darian, thanks for wonderful engineering. We'll be back next week.